It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
It's time for quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Maybe you didn't win the free RV for the blue-white game with GoPSURV.com, but there's still crazy great prices for the blue-white game, starting at just $350 for the whole weekend. You could contact Mark today for more details, 800-519-8467. Quarter number two means Tucker's Tape. Not only Tucker's Tape, but it's Ross's countdown of the 2019 recruiting class. Just a quick refresher. Last week, we began at number 23, Anthony Wiggin. 22 was defensive end Joseph Darkwa. And 21 was wide receiver TJ Jones. Ross, finishing up the milkshake.
No, I'm good.
Okay,
I'm
okay.
Good.
Now you're good.
Chick-fil-A milkshake. So Chick-fil-A is unbelievable,
isn't it? The best.
I love everything about that. I love it.
How do you get them to be a sponsor?
Oh, you have no idea how many times I've tried. I just ate a number one no pickle sandwich, nuggets, barbecue sauce. I got nuggets, two fries, cookies and cream shake. I shouldn't be saying this because they should have to pay us for this.
Right. I love the waffle fries there too.
Everything's so good.
Believe it or not, I'm not a fan.
Oh, jeez.
Really?
What's wrong with
them?
Any aspect of it?
Their chicken sandwich is okay. I like...
Oh, my gosh. You can't say that.
No.
You can't say that.
I like Zaxby's better.
As if
better.
I didn't hate you enough already.
I like Zaxby's better.
Remember that thought for later.
Well, hold on. I have a question. I'm confused. Well, I thought Andy was going to host, and you were sliding into Bob's chair as the analyst.
No. We figured we'd let Andy be the expert today.
Oh, okay.
So,
analyst.
But hold on to that. I hate Andy thought.
And
you'll,
I like Andy.
You'll understand why when we get to the Ask Ross segment, okay? But just remember that. Do you want to go through your disclaimer first before we get going?
I really do, because I watched them all again this morning, and – they're all so good, man. I mean, they are so good. I was a good player in high school, but I wish I'd been as good as these kids. It would have been so fun. They are really, really, really impressive. Who's up first?
All right.
By the way, so the disclaimer is these kids are getting full rides to Penn State. They're unbelievable, but we do rankings. So somebody's got to be number one. Somebody's got to be number 23.
And I think we've got some really interesting names this week.
We're going to start with
Daquan Hardy, cornerback out of the Pittsburgh area.
Penn Hills High School.
5'10", 160, which I think is relevant, right? He was a late signee. You got to call him a Plan B guy. But I remember when he committed, you were pretty high on him, Ross. You liked him.
Well, and that's because, like Andy, I was at the state championship game.
Yes.
And he was incredible. Absolutely incredible. And by the way, I've gone back and I've watched his highlights. He could even be higher than this. Like, I think he could be higher than Noah Cannon, Smith Vilbert. I really do. Watching him again, he has everything except for one thing, the size that you covet. And I guess I look at it like this. We're in a day and age now where maybe the best receiver in college football, Hollywood Brown, he weighed $166 at the NFL Combine. So I'm not going to get all worked up about Daquan Hardy weighing $160 in high school if Hollywood Brown at the NFL Combine, where he's going to be a high pick, was $166. I think – this is my theory, okay? And I was a big guy. I think football is changing.
I agree.
I think with every passing year, it's more 7-on-7 focused. It's more like basketball. You're putting more of a speed on premium athleticism. And so what's the big concern about him being so thin? Okay. Maybe like he'd struggle to get off of blocks, maybe? You know, I think if he's playing corner, you could argue that he'd struggle to get off blocks. But in terms of – so if a receiver gets into his body, maybe it'd be tough for Daquan to disengage, right? But how often does that even happen?
He's so fast, it's going to be hard to get into him, I
right.
think.
He knows what he is.
Yeah.
He's not going to be. And by the way, the other concern they have, Jim, is, oh, well, tackling. Dude, this kid will slice you and dice you. Tackling is not really about strength. It's about form, and it's about the explosiveness through the guy. I'm just telling you, watch his video. I'm like in shock because I talked to coaches. He initially had like Michigan, Michigan State, Nebraska. Some of these coaches offer guys just to get in on them. And then had a couple of those schools tell me, now he hasn't been on our board for a while. So like when the kids play in the state championship game, we say he has these scholarship offers. He really didn't anymore. And he was probably going to go to the MAC. That is ridiculous to me. This kid is unbelievably instinctive, explosive. You watch his video, and I watched him, by the way, right after I watched Noah Cain. Okay, he's been like a four-time All-American, IMG. I'm just telling you, Daquan Hardy would run circles around Noah Cain. Now, Noah Cain is like 210 pounds, right? I don't know.
Yeah, you're right.
He's a big, thick kid.
He's 210.
Daquan Hardy is a buck 60, but I'm telling you, he was great in man-to-man coverage. He was great in off coverage. He is electric with the ball in his hands. I don't think Penn State knows how they're going to use him right now. I think they're debating whether he's going to play on offense or defense. He, though, is electric with the ball in his hands. He's willing to be physical. I love this player. I really do. I think this is a slam dunk. And by the way, sometimes you take a late plan B guy and they end up being Kevin Givens and play for you as a redshirt freshman. That happens sometimes. I just think, and I might end up being wrong, I think it's going to work out for Daquan Hardy at Penn State. I love him.
Well, if you're going to take the late guy, if he has at least one specific special skill, and for him it sounds like just the quickness, and he's or only one weakness, which is his size, which may not be an issue.
Which is size. And here's the thing. He's going to Penn State where, okay, he redshirts probably.
Probably.
He'll be a buck 85 by next season. The training table, their strength coach, all that stuff. I'm not worried. And by the way, I wouldn't even try hard to bulk him up. I think that some of these different lean, agile athletes, they run circles around people.
All right, you are listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. This segment's brought to you by GoPSURV.com, the ultimate tailgating experience. Great deals for the blue-white game. Get in touch with our buddy Mark at GoPSURV.com. All right, a little bit of a spoiler alert. You named our next two on our list, next one being Noah Cain, who very highly rated and you have not been as impressed with him. What do we have at his size? He's 5'10", 208, four-star. And in fact, I believe he was even more highly ranked early in the ranking setup and was dropped from a five-star to a four-star.
So here's my thesis on Noah Cain. He was incredible as a freshman and was like one of the top 20 recruits in the country, got a great reputation as a freshman. I guess I wonder how much better he got, because they don't want to take a guy that's ranked in the top 30 and drop him to 578, right? But people get better or worse during their high school careers, and I don't know how much better Noah got. So what I really like about him, he played at a tremendous level of competition, IMG. They were playing great people. The flip side of that is, they were murdering him. So the holes were like gigantic for him. The thing I noticed the second time, Andy, going back and watching him again.
Yeah.
Really good catching the balls out of the backfield.
I saw that as well.
That is huge, because that gives him, I think, more of a chance to play as a freshman. The fact that he can catch passes, he can be a third down back. A lot of his video is actually them throwing him flare passes, him catching it and making moves. He's got a powerful body, and he runs well with power at times. He just doesn't seem like he has that much juice or that much explosiveness to me. Now, Jim, I temper that, because part of that might be they're playing like the top 20 teams in the country. They're playing these Florida teams. Everybody out there is fast.
Right.
Right. So maybe Daquan Hardy's playing some Western PA team and the kids are slow and that's why he looks so fast. And Noah King is playing some fast dudes and so he just looks the same as them. But I'm just not overly impressed with his speed, agility, explosiveness. I will say this, in terms of long speed, single most overrated trait in a running back. How often do they really go for an 80-yard touchdown? Now, in the NFL, they never do, other than Saquon, maybe, who's a total freak, but they never do. So what really matters is vision. Can they run with power? Can they make people miss? And so I think Noah's a fine player. I just think that there's – the best way to say it would be I think there's a reason why he has gone down the rankings over the last year and a half.
What's exciting, though, is these two guys are ranked number 19 and 20 among the commits for this class. So that's pretty exciting. I like this next guy, first of all, because I love the name, Smith Vilbert. Who's going to make the mistake and switch his names before this segment's
over? On a Keystone Sports Network minute.
I think so also. I think I'm guilty of doing the same thing. He is 6'6", 250. Here's what I like. Late to the game, he was a basketball player. Only very late in his high school career did he focus on football. Got to like those athletic guys.
And it looks like it. And I watched him again. He's impressive.
Yes.
He is impressive.
How about his hands?
He looks – well, that's the thing that's crazy about it, Jim, is he does a nice job with his hands locking out against the run, redirecting, throwing hands for his moves. For a guy that didn't play football until late, he is like – you know what? He is like the polar opposite of Noah Kane, right? In that he's a late bloomer. Came onto the scene late, which is why he didn't. He's a 4-star kid. Smith Vilbert, yes. Smith Vilbert is a 4-star kid. He has the exact frame and length that you're looking for. He is explosive off the edge. He's good with his hands. He gets his hands on footballs. He moves well. I am highly, highly encouraged by him. I think that was a big time get. You didn't even hear about him till a senior. I don't even know how much he even played as a junior.
How do you compare him to Jason Owe?
Not quite as athletic, but a bigger bodied kid now. He's more of like a strong side D end and always more of like a weak side D end.
Got it. All right. That is it for quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I hope you enjoyed Ross's rundown. We're going to do it not next week, but in 2 weeks we'll be doing it again. Stay tuned for quarter number three, where it's Ask Ross.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.